Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet, the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
What? Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
Does it seem like you could drop a titty? You have the persona of a guy that could drop a titty. Oh, I'm sorry.
Type of motherfucker.
Dude. Welcome to the bracket, episode 46. Today we're bracketing, the best things to start with the letter R. We're joined by special guest Francis. Back at Barstool for the... You should talk into a mic. Yeah, he's kind of new to this sort of thing.
Hey, sorry.
He's joining us to help us out with this. We've got a full crew, actually, for I feel like the first time in a bit in person, right?
Yeah.
I think it's been a while. But today we're doing best things to start with the letter R. But before we get to that, let's talk about our first sponsor, Fireball. Sometimes life can get serious fast and adult responsibilities become overwhelming. But everyone needs an excuse to let loose and have some fun, and that's where Fireball comes into play. During the moments of stressful adulting and letting yourself have some fun, Fireball Whiskey is there to help you say, fuck it, and free your fire. Fireball takes every event to the next level, whether it's mundane work, happy hour, crazy pregame, watching football with friends, anything you want. Their cinnamon flavor tastes fire and goes down easy, making it the ultimate crowd pleaser. That's why it's the number one shot in the U.S. Their 50 milliliter shooters are perfect to ignite a pregame, tailgate, or darty, plus no shot glass needed. Just crack it and knock it back. I've been drinking Fireball, I feel like, since college. It is like the easiest shot when you know, like, you don't want to grab every single person's ear and be like, hey, what shot you want? Hey, what shot you want? Hey, what shot you want? You can just go there, get a bunch of shots of Fireball. Everyone will drink it, and no one's going to want to puke after. And I think that's a big time win-win-win. And so next time you're deciding between adulting and fun, say fuck it. Free your fire with an ice-cold shot of Fireball. That good stuff. Thanks to Fireball. Oh, this is something Sass got confused last time. I do the ads after. So that wasn't the ad for Fireball, just so you know. That was just me setting up the ad for Fireball you just heard.
So why are you saying it?
I was saying it to set myself up because I recorded after. So if you thought I just moved on from the ad from Fireball, it's in post.
Are you doing it to let us know not to say anything negative about it?
No.
Why would we ever say anything negative about Fireball?
Anything negative about Fireball.
No, not Fireball. Just these sort of a list of things not to talk about?
No, we had Sass on, and we did the same thing, and he was like, was that the whole ad? When all I had said is, let's talk about Fireball. Now, thanks to Fireball, let's go back to the episode.
Is it to remind yourself what you need to talk about?
Or to tell you.
But why do I care?
Just want to make sure you weren't confused at any point.
You're comparing Francis to Sass.
Maybe that's the biggest problem here, yeah.
Yeah, you have me mistaken for a little Sasquatch.
For him and his simple brain. All right, let's get into the first half of our bracket. The very first matchup we have is actually unintentionally a food matchup. It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
These are things that start with R, right?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Reese's is the brand.
Brought to you by Fireball.
Yes, brought to you by Fireball. And it's going up against Rice Krispie Treats, which was submitted by a lot of people, a lot of response.
What?
You don't like Rice Krispie Treats? It's a low-ass seed.
Poor parents brought them in for kids' birthdays.
It's a low-ass seed. But KB, we'll start with you. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups versus Rice Krispie Treats.
Reese's by a mile. Reese's the top-tier snack.
I agree.
Best candy.
I agree, but it was like one of the first answers for a lot of people on Twitter and all this.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Tommy?
I'm not as sold on Reese's Peanut Butter Cups as everyone else. I've always been a caramel to a peanut butter guy. I always prefer that as a mixture.
You're just comparing. Those are just two different things.
Yes, but I feel like that's often compared as, do you prefer, you know, chocolate peanut butter snacks or chocolate caramel snacks?
You're forgetting nougat entirely.
Yeah, nougat is a big part of this conversation.
Wafer.
Right, right. Well, I like chocolate and caramel.
Continue with the revisionist.
That being said, I still think they're better than Rice Krispie Treats, so I will go with Reese's.
Start it with that.
Yeah, could have gone that.
That's a misdirection, as they call it in the business. No, just fumbling nonsense. Yeah. That's a misdirection, a classic Smokes MD.
Jay.
A little smoke screen, if you will.
That would have been
better. Yeah, way better.
God damn it.
So I love Rice Krispie Treats. I used to actually bring the snack size one in and have it with a little jar of peanut butter at my like two jobs ago, and I would just have one of those a day.
you in your youth, you were fucking crazy, dude. Yeah.
Explain that. Were you dipping it?
Spray. No, I'd take a knife and just per bite, though, you go over it.
Ooh. I don't think that would be good personally.
A knife instead of a spoon?
It's a plastic knife, but yeah. It's a butter knife, basically.
Steve, what was your job two jobs ago?
Campaign manager, programmatic ads. Campaign manager.
What sort of ads?
Programmatic ads. Oh.
Like very programmatic. So like they love grammatical.
Oh, they're programmatic.
Integrity.
There's so
yeah.
many page views on mobile web and the internet that sales teams can't sell enough of them. That there's too many to sell. So instead, you go to a third-party marketplace programmatically, and you can purchase just like users. So if you're looking for males 18 to 34 that are interested in baseball.
I'm going to have to stop you. None of this makes sense. I want it to.
To where for school?
Because I like you. I like you, but my God, you started explaining it to me like I did it too. And this is a common pitfall of people that work technical jobs.
Mm. So where are you going, Steve?
I mean, Reese's are way better.
Everyone's trying to make
another
a small case.
Screen.
Everyone wants to make a small case for Rice Krispie Treats. And I think like my mom would make them at home because we were poor.
Yep,
couldn't afford the one thing. And it was just a good day when we would get them made, for whatever that's worth. They made them out of the like ShopRite brand marshmallows, though. They're terrible. Real bad.
They don't melt evenly.
Francis?
So, this has been brought up, which is that the cousin to the Rice Krispies is the Rice Krispie Treat. And I recall Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Purple box.
Blue.
Wait, no, he's saying
Blue is Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispie Treats as a cereal?
Cereal.
The treat,
like a sweet, sweet sugar.
Is there a mallow in it?
Treats box of cereal.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Are they clusters?
They were big chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, were they good.
Insanely good.
It was delicious. So good. The best you could have, I thought, of treat cereals. Whereas the bastard cousins of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, all the, you know, Reese's Pieces?
These puffs.
Oh.
Mm.
Some of these iterations that you see at bigger gas stations.
Yeah.
It's gotten out of hand. Rice Krispies kept it simple. All I ever saw was the Rice Krispie Treat.
Okay.
They didn't make Rice Krispies with, you know,
have them with chocolate chips in them.
Actually,
Rice Krispie Treats.
Someone with like coconut in it. They are getting too complicated.
Point is, I'm going to go with Rice Krispies.
One for Rice Krispies. Didn't expect.
Just to be
nicer
on the other side of it,
Nick.
Yeah, it's Reese's Cup. I think the serving size is oftentimes overlooked. You know, it comes with two. It's a nice amount.
What about the king size? It comes with four.
That's for sharing.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
I like that they're in a cup. The edges are nice. They're nice frozen.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
Even kind of satisfying peeling the paper off.
That is, not a lot of treats have that.
Do you ever nibble around the ruffled edge to save that inner integrity?
I like the outside more than the inside, so I'll push it up with my thumb, and then I'll have a funyun shaped, a ring shaped.
It's shaped like Tuvalu.
A glory hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Owen?
I'm allergic to nuts, unfortunately.
Fuck. Sorry,
something
man.
Fun you could say at a peanut butter cup protest is no Justin's, no Reese.
Ooh.
Those are two peanut butter chocolate brands. I would do Rice Krispie Treat. I have a lot of them in the office.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
They are. All right, for the next match, we have the number 4 seed. This is a Chase special, which I thought was smart.
Does that mean that Reese's just won?
Yep. Oh, yeah, Reese's won. Yeah. So now Reese's advances, and now we're going to go through the rest of the early matchups and then get back to them.
It's the first round is long, and then we speed through.
Yeah, we go faster as we move on.
It's not good to vote for the losing side.
Yeah, you never want to vote for the losing
really
side.
Really don't want to vote
for
the losing side.
Why is that?
Your mentions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're going to eat it.
Don't.
You're going to eat it up.
Don't fuck around.
Like, you should have told me that before we
started. Yeah, I wouldn't do
all
that
into
kind
line.
Of move again.
Yeah,
all
just don't, whatever you do, don't do
just,
that again.
You know how stoolies get.
Yeah.
Sure do. They ran me out of here. Fucking.
Are you confusing them running you out of here with you running you out of here?
The next matchup is the number 4 seat again, a Stephen Chase special. It's racks money.
I thought you meant like roast beef.
No, not racks of roast beef. Racks as in like it was $1,000. So
I submitted racks of breast. Did that not make the cut?
Maybe it did.
Rack. I love a good rack of breasts.
Oh, there's nothing better. Nice rack of bosom.
So racks as in a solid chunk of change versus the number 13 seed racism.
What?
Wait, against Italians.
Oh.
Yeah. So I want to make that very clear.
Townies?
Yeah. Italians.
Italians.
Oh, Italians.
Yeah, against Italians specifically. So, Owen, you go first. Racks? Racks on racks on racks or racism against Italians?
Oh, nice. I get to go first, whether to stamp racism as a whole?
Not on a whole. Just against Italians. I need to make that as clear as possible.
I'll go with racks of money.
Racks of money. Nick?
I don't like Greeks. So if we can, if I could vote, they're Italian adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
We just changed this to racism against your least favorite race.
Yeah, everybody gets one. What about racism between mutual whites?
Racism against like Europeans, basically, you're saying?
Yeah, white on white.
Yeah, or racism against whites.
Right.
Yeah, something along those lines. But I like Italians as being like the flagship carriers of that, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So you could be.
I think it's a little played out. I'll go racism against Italians, though.
Racism against Italians, that's one. Francis?
I would like to say racks. One time I went to Mohegan Sun when I was young, and I won $1,300. And then I went to the chip counter, and they had 13 crisp $100 bills. Mm. And what a feeling to have that amount of cash. It's probably the most amount of cash I've ever had around with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, we went to a hotel later and I would put it in the safe.
Nice. I've never had use for a hotel safe.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
You get to choose your own combination and to have something worthy of the safe was a really nice feeling.
I sold my first car for $950 and that's the most cash I've ever had in my hand to this day. It was just that $950.
What kind of car was $950?
Very, very shitty 1995 Jeep Chevrolet. Or Jeep... Cherokee.
It was two Cherokee. Cars like welded together.
Jeep Cherokee. We called it the Possum, POSM, piece of shit mobile.
Ah.
Started with a golf club.
My first car was a Jeep Cherokee as well. 92, though.
You're older than mine.
Mine was a 94 Wrangler.
Nice.
That's fucking cool, though.
That is
like,
cool.
Ours is shitty. Yours is cool.
Except the gas tank fell out of the car on my way to school one day.
That's not that cool.
Yeah.
So, Che, where you going?
I have a similar story to Francis, but that is a great feeling to just have a lot of money, but at the same time, a Giovanni Bernard.
Oh, so you're confirming that's racist?
It is
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, sure.
All right, let's see where Tommy spoke
against Italians.
Yes, against
Italians.
Yes.
I mean, as an Italian, I cannot co-sign racism against Italian. I did think racism being over could maybe be a better one to have on here, because racism did end once we elected Barack Obama.
I was going to say after the Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, after that Pepsi commercial.
That was just Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Those were, she gave it to, Pepsi to another white person, didn't she?
I don't think it was a white person.
It was a cop.
Oh, never mind.
So I'll go Rax.
Go Rax on Rax. KB, you could tie.
My name. It's, yeah, Rax pleurisy. I've never touched Rax.
Like, you've never hailed more than 9,000?
Yeah, same with the, I had like probably 1,600.
The photos.
I cashed my paycheck. But
I think one of the coolest photos is like somebody holding Rax up against their, like it's a phone call.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, it's physical Rax.
I think the most money I've ever had in my palm was probably like $350.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a one that had a band around it that had that said how much it was?
Oh,
and you're a poker player.
Not a band,
player,
yeah, thought, yeah. But rubber bands, yeah.
Oh.
Just anything, just wadding it up feels nice.
Yeah. I was just in Rwanda, and you guys know Rwanda?
Oh, yeah, the hotel.
That's right.
Great.
On Cheadle.
So they, their Rwandan franc is 1,000 to one U.S. dollar, roughly. And so you go to your hotel and you say, I'd like to take out $200 in Rwandan francs. And they give you a stack that feels very rich.
What a rush.
I mean, you can't put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
What a rush.
If you're wearing tight pants.
That's good.
So that was cool. And you just peel off a couple and you throw them to the bellboy. Here you go.
I feel like that's probably the best argument you could make to actually go to Rwanda. It could be a tough sell otherwise.
Oh, no, it's really good.
We've talked about this. They're prospering.
They're really
in good shape right now?
Gali is, but, well, it's, I don't know. It's a gray area.
The gorilla area has flourished as far as tourism. It attracts very wealthy people from the Middle East, America, the West.
We talked a lot about gorillas on the last episode because we rated basically animals that we wish we could have domesticated as a pet and have it fully tamed as a pet, and we were saying a great ape would be amazing to have just with you, especially if you bring it to the club as your bodyguard. He wears like a bunch of gold chains. He has sunglasses on. The bouncer can't kick you out. What's he going to do? Fighting an ape?
Yeah, ape best friend would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be very, very interesting. All right, so Rax is going to move on. Next up, we have the number 9 seed, which I think if I had to pick anyone on here to want to vote for this one, it's going to be Nick, Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yep, Rainforest Cafe going up into the 8 seed. I think, Tommy, this was yours. Reefer.
No, I did not.
I don't like weed.
I don't think this isn't a very, very heavily.
You said weed. Reefer. Yeah, this isn't a weed. We're not a bunch of weed guys.
None of us are totally weed guys, but it has to be, I feel like if you have a weed alternative name or whatever, it should be on here, right?
Reefer is weed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's weed.
Okay, yeah. I was just wondering who submitted it.
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
If it wasn't Tommy, then it was someone from Twitter then. So, KB, where are you going?
Wait, Reefer versus
the Rainforest.
Reefer versus the Rainforest Cafe.
Kind of a chicken or the egg situation.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
I don't smoke, but I've been getting into like the Delta 8s.
Yeah.
You went up to Delta 9, did you?
I did. That's a bigger jump than 8 to 9. It's a would that count as reefer?
Yeah.
Be right to sleep.
It's derivative, yeah.
Reefer.
One for reefer. Tommy.
I'm going to go with the Rainforest Cafe. I love the Rainforest. And the food, horrible.
Bad. Truly, bad.
It is all experience.
Truly some of the worst food you'll ever have is at the Rainforest
Cocktails
Cafe.
Are abysmal.
Everything about it is bad except the atmosphere. I love Rainforest. Every half hour, the jungle fucking erupts or whatever happens. The Rainforest, I guess, not the jungle. I've always been a sucker for a
It rains.
Rainforest. Yeah, it rains. I've always been a sucker for a good rainforest.
Where else other than the cafes?
I feel like I went on like a field trip to a simulated rainforest as a kid, like somewhere on Long Island. Like,
I feel like you guys went to a rainforest cafe.
Yeah. Yeah, like an indoor rainforest had like food. Yeah, no, I will go Rainforest Cafe.
You just like the mist?
I do. I like mist. I've always been a fan of mist. So
I wish it started with R. That would have won.
All right.
I love mist.
That's the body part? That starts with a W.
Yeah, it starts with a W.
I actually hate Rainforest Cafe because I've never missed. All right, Che.
Shut up.
So what is Rainforest Cafe's like signature dish? Is it a burger?
It doesn't matter. It
I don't think they have one, do
I don't think they have a signature dish. The lava cake at the end.
Yeah, but even that got like stolen by like Applebee's and shit.
You don't have like a specialty section? I've been there less than a handful of times, easily, maybe two or three.
That's a lot for most people.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember the big like alligator, crocodile, whatever, you throw your little pennies in or nickels. It's whatever. But it is a cool experience as a kid. They have a gift shop typically in the front, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. I'm not like a drug person, so I feel like I shouldn't vote for that. So Rainforest Cafe by default.
Rainforest Cafe, Francis.
Well, Tommy made a good point about how cool the rainforest is. I was just in Rwanda. Yeah, and they have a rainforest kind of alternate. It's a jungle.
It's called a cafe there.
There's no, well, you know, it truly is sort of a jungle. And you go in and you see these gorillas, which, by the way, have brought a lot of tourism to the area. The permits are expensive. There's this trickle-down phenomenon that helps the farmers and sort of the agriculture of the town. Yeah. But I have been known to puff the old cough medicine.
Hello.
Oh, don't drive. And so I'm going to go with reefer.
Rainforest Cafe has the best merch in the game. You get a t-shirt from Rainforest Cafe, you're looking steezy, mm-hmm. looking cool, you're looking fly.
Hard Rock's trying to be with their merch.
Hard Rock is trying way too hard. Steez is at Rainforest Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a shocking amount of hoes at Rainforest Cafe.
Really?
Yeah. You have to be trying not to get pussy to go.
to leave there.
Yeah, so I want to go to Rainforest Cafe.
Can you imagine buying a girl a drink at a Rainforest Cafe?
I don't have to imagine, brother.
Already been there. All right, Owen, you can tie it up or send home Rainforest if you want.
I'll send home Rainforest.
Sending home the Rainforest Cafe. All right, so next up we have the Chain game versus the one seed. We'll do the Chain game first. It's our play-in game. We named it the Chain game because it was usually based on entirely Stephen Chay's.
He has the worst submissions for this show. We did the best round things, and Chay submitted a dog's belly.
Can you pet it?
Yeah. Dog's belly, football helmet, which is probably the most round thing.
It was the most round thing he said. A cat when it's scared.
No, a cat when you pet it.
A fishing pole.
A fishing pole when you get a fish.
A big fish. Yeah.
Those aren't round.
Yes.
Those are curved.
So he does have some in this one. The other ones are spread out. The first one is regular season football.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, solid. Record-breaking moments/achievements.
It seems like it happens too often.
Yeah. It is like probably a daily occurrence in human history. Maybe even hourly.
Even sports, it seems like there's a record broken.
Yeah.
There should be less records.
Playing, in parentheses.
That's a P.
Yeah, in parentheses, playing round ball.
Hooping.
There's got to be better things.
God damn, there's got to.
Yeah. After that, the rest of these aren't Che. Recliners, ranch dressing, rhubarb, which is Francis's.
Oh, shit, it's Francis.
I said rhubarb. But I'd actually like to amend. Can I add another one?
Yes.
So I was recently in Rwanda.
You forgot.
I fell for that.
You guys forgot.
Sinker.
Rwanda starts with an R.
God damn it.
I got you guys.
Fucking Christ.
Put that on there. Put Rwanda.
Rwanda's
there.
Now on there.
As KB said, it's prospering.
Doing well?
It's coming around.
For Rwanda.
Yeah. The Rwanda scale.
Yeah.
So rhubarb, and you put in parentheses pie or otherwise. Rhubarb pie is delicious. It is.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
So now Rwanda. You also had rare Pokemon. Just I'm surprised Nick never submitted.
I was busy. I knew Francis would get me. You like rare Pokemon?
What's not to like?
I would like everybody to be able to have a Lugia or something.
Sure, sure, sure.
Part of the fun is the rarity, though.
Sure.
After that, Reba, multi-platinum recording song artist. Great show as well.
Incredible.
Is it a good show?
Yes. It's a very good show.
I used to watch it with my nanny, Aunt Melly, every Monday afternoon.
Wait, you're what?
Your nanny who?
My nanny and my Aunt Melly every Monday afternoon after school. They would watch me.
It sounds like you had a lesbian aunt.
Yeah. Sisters. We'd watch Reba together, and they would cut me up slices of fruit.
They were sisters, but one was your aunt and one was your nanny?
Yeah, my grandma and great aunt.
They have a lot of like paintings by George O'Keefe.
Wait, I'm again. What?
That makes sense.
Hold on.
You don't acknowledge one of them as a relative, but the other you do.
Nanny and Aunt Millie.
Is nanny a term for like?
Yeah, I call my grandmother nanny.
You do?
Oh. What else is a nanny?
Like a
grandma, babysitter,
like a profession,
au pair, or
no, a nanny like grandmother.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. All right.
Sorry, Italian's seeping through.
After Reba, the right in general, that's from Big T. Roan from BarstoolSports.com.
Hell no.
Resorts, which was Tommy's.
I've never been to a resort.
I've been to one resort at Did Rock.
Francis probably went to one in Rwanda.
There was one. There was a good one. They've really built up through the attraction to the gorillas. They've been able to coerce a lot of people who have money and income to these resorts.
And then Robots is the last one, so I'll run through the list again. Regular season football.
Can I throw one in?
Yeah.
Razuber. There was a kid in my high school, Matt Rizzuto. He would drive you anywhere on Long Island for $5 if he could come to the party with you.
Whoa. That's sick.
Yeah.
Rizzuto.
Got t-shirts and everything. Rizzuber.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a runaway.
He's also now successful. He like DJs with Waka Flocka. He's 4'11".
Wait, did he suck?
It's 4'11".
Was he a shitty guy, or was he just ugly?
Weird.
Okay.
Weirdo?
But he became quite in the mix by the end of senior year. He was at every party.
Did he not drink?
He drove you there.
Yeah.
Sometimes he had a few.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Again, drunk driving just seems so appealing. Yeah. Thanks to those memes.
What's the name of
$5 on
that's poisoning the
Matt Rizzuto. We called it Razuber.
You know him?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
$5 on the way there, bag of peanut M&Ms on the way home.
We had a kid in my grade named Ryan Rizzuti who beat up a girl, or tried to beat up a girl, and then got beat up by that girl instead in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah. Mine didn't beat women.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't. He got beat by the woman.
Right. Oh.
She kicked his ass.
Worse.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what would you rather do? Half happened to you.
I'd rather
win the fight.
Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah.
She wailed on him, too.
That's actually a good question.
Yeah.
You would have to pick getting your ass beat by one, but
yeah, you'd have.
Like, damn,
people choice. Pay good money for that.
Should we put Ray Rice on there?
Jesus, no. that is an alliteration, so maybe it would have been more worthwhile. So I'll run through the choices again. Regular season football, record breaking moments, not even including round ball. I just want to say that you said it. Recliners, ranch dressing, rhubarb, Rwanda, rare Pokemon, Reba, the right, Roan, resorts, robots, and now Matt Rizzuto.
Razuber.
Oh, okay.
Razuber Enterprise.
Oh.
the service.
Gotcha. So, Owen, I'll let you go first on the chain game. Who do you want?
Come on.
Rhubarb.
Yeah. Oh.
It's rhubarb.
Yeah, rhubarb pop.
I'll do Razuber. See if I can.
Razuber.
What about Razuber? Was it $5 a head or $5 and he could take four people?
That's a great question. I might have to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just a base fee.
Wow, that's nice.
Quite the operation.
We would sandwich in, too.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, Nick.
But it sucked on the way home because he drove home everybody.
Oh, so you'd
be going
all
different towns. It'd be like 3 hours home.
Yeah. So none of these are good per se.
Yeah.
I would say they're all pretty bad.
Recliners? I feel like we're sleeping on how good
are. Yeah, recliners are amazing.
So I banked on winning the lottery before I got here. And I was gonna buy Lazy Boy if I ever did it, because it's shockingly cheap. You can get the entirety of Lazy Boy, purchase it, if for sale. Pretty cheap. I think recliners are on their way out. I think sectionals are the new lazy man seat. With that being said, I don't know where I'm going with this. I guess rhubarb.
Rhubarb?
I'm saying rhubarb.
Another one for rhubarb? I didn't expect this at all.
I submitted rhubarb. I like rhubarb.
Yeah, but after hearing the Razubo story or whatever.
Well, sure, but I don't know him.
Would you have taken him up on his deal in high school?
He might have just made that up, for all we know.
I didn't. I'll pull up some proof by the time we get to KB.
I actually just thought of one, a glaring omission, unless actually it's on the list. Round Gary.
So I considered two things. Round Gary, who is a previous winner of the bracket. It's a person Coley just invented. Not a real person. Wasn't on the bracket. He won the whole thing and is now the nonstop winner of everything we do. That, and also remembering your friend's name.
Not everything we do.
Remembering your friend's name.
Yeah, I feel like we got to leave them off, just for fairness sake.
We try to make what the worst situation to be in was, and we were saying, I think the one that won was, you walk in on your best friend fucking your girlfriend, and then he forgets your name. So he's mid-fuck.
Doesn't that suck?
And he looks at you and he's just like, hey, what's your name again?
It's right there. Give me
So we could add in either of those, really.
Yeah, no.
And his dick is smaller, right?
Yeah, his dick is smaller.
He's fucking better.
Yeah, she's moaning like crazy.
Dick smaller fucks worse, but she's enjoying
it
way
more.
Yeah. You guys really went after that one, huh?
Moaning like fucking crazy.
I think we let something new get its day in the sun today.
Yeah. Jay?
Rezuber sounds awesome, and I would love to have someone like that in my life when I was that age. Mm-hmm. That being said, there's no way I can vote against regular season football. Week one, that Sunday, best day of the year. Everyone's undefeated except the Thursday
night
game.
Best day of the year.
Yeah, but the football is pretty bad, though. Like, you don't know.
You're just starting like a 4-5 month slog that's going to be awesome every weekend.
You called it a slog, and then you called it awesome. I feel like that's not.
Well, it is a grind, especially now, but like it's so fun. You know, you have weekend plans for the next couple months.
Regular season football, Tommy.
I'm going with recliners. I know the Nick brought up a good point about sectionals, but I do think a lot of couches are not sectionals. Recliner, it's easy to nap in. You could sleep in it if you have to. It's sort of the ideal lounge around, watch TV, seat. Very slept on, no pun intended. I will go recliner.
Recliner, KB.
Rezuber. That sounds like an awful service, like having to pay just to hang out with someone who's a nuisance. But for him to prosper using that is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. No, but like if you're, sides, yeah, if you're an unpopular kid.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The fact that he did that, he got to make money to party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think about if you called an Uber pool. And the condition was that the driver got to come hang out with you after.
No.
I'm not sure that you would call it.
Yeah, that's why the fact that, yeah.
But KB is saying
made it work.
That it worked out, and now he's like doing well?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just saw him pop up recently because he posted a picture with Waka Flocka on Instagram. This reignited my memory of this.
And yeah.
So he's DJing.
He's doing well then.
Doing fine.
My first week at Barstool, Waka Flocka was here, and I was with Tommy, and we were talking, and he walks in, and Tommy just goes, Waka! And he looks, and he just goes like this to Tommy.
We had met
disgusted
a year earlier at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I interviewed him. I pitched him a rap lyric that he seemed to really take to. He like called over his manager the day. I saw him once for an interview, then I saw him at the party, and he called over. He's like, hey, this is the guy I was telling you about that pitched me that lyric. So I thought we had some sort of established rapport. So when he was back in the office, I was like, Waka! Expecting him to.
He did say it like that. You sound like Fozzie Bear.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me before.
With Waka?
So, mine was with Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Oh,
we had like we hung out for a weekend, and I thought he would. And then I saw him on the street in New York like 4 or 5 months later, and I ran out of a restaurant and ran after him, and he had no idea who I was.
What were you doing hanging out with him?
I was at Sundance in Park City in Utah.
What was he there for Sundance with?
It was after Game of Thrones. And I think it was that
Raven
show,
or something?
Red something, or
is it where he's a beaver trapper?
No, I know which one you're talking about, though.
Frontier?
One. Frontier, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bad show.
It was a movie he had done, not a...
Maybe Braven? Maybe.
That was a pretty fun movie. I like that.
I don't know if
that
would be a Sundance movie.
So did you go up to him and were you like, hey, did you say Jason?
I did.
Yeah. Or Jason?
Because we had a funny story for why we had hung out.
An entire weekend. Plus,
not like, a whole weekend. I'm exaggerating there. But
it was a whole night. It was within a year. A whole night.
Yeah.
And you are.
And then I saw him the next day.
Yeah. I think especially with the red hair.
With the red hair and tall. Like,
they had thought no I memory. Was. They, his team, his entourage, mistook me for a prominent Hollywood publicist. Mm. And that they wanted me to meet him to potentially help him. And so they had a nightclub table and they brought me in and sat me on the back booth at the top. Next to him, and he was handing me beers all night, talking for like
an
hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I saw him at the make your own waffle line at the brunch at the Stein Erickson Hotel. And I asked his buddy, I was like, you guys were so nice to me last night. Like, why? And they go, well, we thought you were this guy. And then quickly we realized you weren't. But then we realized we were embarrassed by our mistake. And you seemed like a nice enough guy, so we just let you hang out.
That's awesome.
Sounds like a movie.
And it was kind of cool. It was a cool experience.
This was just a brag by you.
Well, I thought that was a pretty...
No, it was similar to Tommy's.
It was kind of similar to Tommy's.
Tommy, what was the rap lyric you pitched?
It was something along the
lines. You know it exactly.
Yeah, you know it.
No. I'm saying, like, I didn't give him the exact lyric. I told him it's something along the lines of this. You figure it out yourself.
Oh, that's nice.
Something like...
take the slurs out.
Oh, shit. Okay. It's something like, you know, you're tough URL online. I stay tough IRL in real life. I wanted him to build something around that pun.
Not really a pun.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Not even really a play on words. Kind of a sentence.
Yeah, so IRL, URL.
I'm surprised that he never used it. It's shocking.
Well, I haven't listened to every song since we met, so he could have.
So you're picking Rezubo, right?
Yeah.
So we're tied up Rezubo versus Rhubarb. Goochman?
Give me Rezubo.
Rezubo. Yeah.
That's Rezuber. Good. I lied. Rezuber, I've never right? had rhubarb. I want to impress Francis.
You've had rhubarb.
Never had rhubarb.
Get out the front door.
Never had rhubarb.
I bet it snuck its way into your palate.
You think I've had some?
I think you've had a sneaky rhubarb.
You never had a bite of compote?
Fran.
Rhubarb pie is pretty damn good.
Rhubarb pie is a treat.
I mean, no, it kept on getting stolen out of my sill.
I kept
by a pesky neighbor
boy.
Before it had cooled.
Yeah. Smell attracted floating hobos.
What was the last time somebody stole a pie from a sill? Stop putting it there.
All right, Rezubar is going up against the number one seed, also submitted by Che, and we talked about it a minute ago. Rax again, but this time in the meaning boobs.
Oh yeah, boys.
So boobs.
Now we're talking.
Versus Rezubar. This is going to be a tough one, KB. Struggling, thinking about the titties.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Did you just air grab titties to help you remember?
Yeah.
Like, like.
Mm-hmm. And this is like a composite of every titty, or just
it's.
I mean, to me, a rack has to be a pretty good set.
Yeah,
a rack has to be two bulbous titties.
Yeah, it's that. I mean, it's not. Wait, what do we? It's that.
The only reason you're taking the Rezubar is to go to a party to hopefully see a nice rack of titties. That's the only reason to go to parties. So I got to go with the rack of breasts.
Rack. You make it sound like you're on like a ShopRite or something.
Rack of breasts.
Yeah, it's like where you get the chicken at the supermarket.
Oh, you don't like licking on a nice rack of breasts, flinging them around?
Oh, now you sound like kind of a Lecter. Okay.
Why does it seem like you could drop a titty? You have the persona of a guy that could drop a titty. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I am that type of motherfucker.
Type of dude. That is kind of hard. Like, I fucking dropped it. Yep.
Okay. Rezubar sounds awesome, but I mean.
Whoa! Hell nah.
Oh, three for the rack of boobs. Francis.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, there's really, man, when you get a girl to create a vagina with her breasts, you know, where she takes her hand and puts a roof and then mushes them together.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Boy. And you're just humping her neck.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. We've all done this.
Oh.
That is like, that had to have been invented so early. Dude, just like,
the caveman.
Yeah.
Breast sex.
Yeah.
So good. I'm going slobbers.
Going with the slobbers.
And nice and sloppy.
Nick.
I've always loved the look of titties.
Mm-hmm.
But the feel of titties as well can't be forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Yeah, I'm going boobs.
Owen?
Boobs.
Boobs.
Sweep.
Sweep. And usually our 16 seed wins. It almost always happens. But it
doesn't always go up against big old titties.
It doesn't always. That's the big difference.
Titties are one seed?
Titties are the one seed, yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into the second half, let's talk about Game Time. Folks, let's talk about the Game Time app. It is created, it's by the way, the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. It's created by fans for fans. It's a new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest price. We have tons of Barstool fans using it. They hit us up on social and let us know the great deals they're getting. I actually used it to go to Panic at the Disco concert this Friday. So if you're listening to this, it would be tomorrow. And I only just found out, thanks to both Robbie Fox and Jeff, that they're not really Panic at the Disco. It's like Brandon Urie and a traveling band of artists. I didn't know that, but interesting to know. Still very excited for it.
Been that way for a while. Very weird.
So easy to use. Amazing deals, and you're going to love it. Download the Game Time app. Go to the account tab to create a login and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms to apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets. Lowest prices guaranteed. Thanks to Game Time. All right, now we're getting into the other half of the bracket. We have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. Two people, one fictional, one fake. The 11 seed is Rihanna. Multi-platinum award-winning artist, up against the number 6 seed, Raphael, the coolest Ninja Turtle.
Whoa.
So a tough one.
Wait, is he the one that used the size?
He's the size.
Red. I like Donatello.
He's got the red.
I like the staff, man.
You would be a Donatello guy.
Yeah, I would.
Guy. Owen, Raphael, or Rihanna?
Rihanna, for her chorus on Dead and Gone with T.I.,
Good.
It was a cover of an existing song for the chorus, but her vocals were great on that, and Raphael does nothing for me.
Mm. Nick?
Raphael's changed the comic book game. I think that was it's the independent comic that's made the most money.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe that or Spawn. Size are cool.
Size are the coolest what?
Who liked the pizza?
They all like pizza. Yeah, all like
who liked the pizza? Was it Michelangelo? Was the big pizza guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Raphael's the coolest Ninja Turtle.
He was the hothead.
He was the bad boy.
Yeah.
Bad boy. Yeah. He had BDE.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Yes, he. Big Shell.
Growing up, I liked the Street Sharks way more than the
I loved the Street Sharks.
But you would say you liked them more than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, as far as playing, like with the action figures.
The action figures. I had the hammerhead. You could move his arm and his eyes popped out. Yeah, I don't listen to women vocalists. I don't listen to any women music, so I'm going to have to go Raphael.
Raphael, Francis?
You never listen to female singers?
No.
He really doesn't.
Joni Mitchell?
No.
Why would that be?
I think that was the first.
I don't know. She's pretty great. I like Joni Mitchell.
Big Yellow Taxi.
No allegiance to Joe Rogan? You're not trying to get on there? She left Spotify because they kept him.
Forgot about
good
that.
Point.
Uh-oh. And Joe Rogan loves the bracket.
Yeah. Let's move off this Joni Mitchell thing.
You said Joni Mitchell.
You should have said Bonnie Tyler. I like Total Eclipse of the Heart.
We have our tastes. Yeah. I don't think Joni Mitchell is such a bad answer for female vocalists.
I don't know if she would have been the top 300 people.
She's a folk star.
Have you seen the movie about the deaf family and the Coda?
Coda.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Think of the scene at the end of Coda. Where she auditioned.
I never claimed I did.
You went, ah. That's an affirmation.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No. If I said, have you seen Coda? And you went, ah. Why would I?
If I saw it, I would have said yes. Ah, never means
that
yes.
Movie.
Ah, if anything means no, like ah.
No,
you're changing
your ah. Oh. Your whole body gave me yes.
Even though that was like a pleasurable.
Is it ah or ah?
I took it as more of a KB reacting to you remembering the name of the movie.
Coda was the deaf football team. I know the premise. It won an award.
Thinking of Radio, which should have been on here, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting Junior.
Boost. At Cuba Gooding.
Ed Harris?
Mm-hmm.
Great hellos. So yeah, you're up.
You know ASL?
I'm sorry?
You know ASL?
ASL? What was that?
American Sign Language.
I know how to do hamburger.
Oh, I was thinking age, sex, location.
Oh.
Jesus.
No, we were talking about deaf.
And no. Yeah, I don't know. I've always wanted to learn sign language. But it's like...
How badly?
Yeah. Not bad
It's
enough.
Just not used enough. Mm-hmm. For me to need it,
yeah.
I don't really know.
Is that wrong?
My best friend in school, his mom was deaf, so I learned how to spell at the time, and their doorbell was a strobe.
Right? Yeah,
that ruled.
Mm, that is kind of cool.
You could sing to your girlfriend's titties.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
That's how you suck on titties when you're deaf.
I like its application in the film Dune, where they speak to each other without other people seeing.
Ooh, caught him red-handed.
What?
I get it. You were on the right track of something, but
oh man.
So if I wanted to say do this, I go you.
You know sign language?
Look like shit. That's the only thing I know is that one thing.
Should do the next pod fully in sign language.
So Francis,
I gotta go with.
You forgot them both, didn't you?
It's Rihanna versus Raphael.
Raphael, I'm gonna go with Rihanna.
Smart move. The last person to get removed from Barstool, Rihanna went the opposite way with it.
Well, you think? I think he said that she
was fat.
I feel like you're talking to the last person to be removed from Barstool.
Or one of the last people, I guess, to be removed from Barstool.
Plenty of people. There's plenty of people who don't have their contracts renewed. That's lame.
Mm. Yeah,
getting fired is glorious.
So you're going with Rihanna, Che?
Not huge fans of either. I do like the Ninja Turtles, but Raphael, the size are cool. Michelangelo, clearly the coolest. Leonardo, probably second. Donatello's the worst.
I like Donatello.
Donatello had the bow staff.
Raphael
staff is cool.
Was... cool,
not as cool as size.
Cool but crude. Either
just
way,
really big dick energy.
He was. He was very. He was a hothead.
He was. Fuck. I'll go with my loyalty to the turtles as a whole. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Wait.
This is insane. Rihanna.
Tommy.
She fell off.
I don't think
she just stopped making music.
She's put out so much good music from 2007 to maybe a couple years ago.
Right.
I do kind of agree with Nick that listening to a woman vocal, I can't relate to a woman vocalist.
Nope. She's done pop. She's done hip hop. She's done house music. She killed it all.
I can't watch.
Then what about her? What about her appearance?
I can't watch
the perfect level of thickness. Her and Hillary Duff.
I would see a different Hillary.
A little too many tattoos.
I'm going Raphael. He's just the bad boy of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm going to take Palmero over the turtle. Rihanna.
Rihanna. We're all tied up. Gooch Man, Rihanna versus Raphael. Which one are you picking?
This is so easy. It's Rihanna. What are we doing here?
Yeah, what
the fuck is going on here? It's Rihanna.
Yeah.
If you were listening to Rihanna and a TikToker came up and said, hey, what are you listening to? You'd be fucking embarrassed.
Take out her music career. That Fenty line is hot as shit.
Yeah, she's like one of the most successful just humans.
She's a billionaire, right?
Yeah, she had to believe so. Yeah. She just recently?
Yeah. Dude, she's up there.
Very, very
popular. She's richer from her brands than her music. Yeah.
Her lingerie sells some crazy.
Fendi. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an icon,
Fendi
dude.
With an F?
She's huge.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Think it was with?
Isn't that her middle name?
I believe so, yeah.
I didn't know that she was a...
What's the song that came out when we were freshmen in college, KB?
Diamonds.
No.
Love in a Hopeless Place.
Love in a Hopeless Place. Love in a Hopeless Place.
S&M is a great song.
That was Calvin Harris.
Umbrella.
It was her, though.
Umbrella.
That song was on at every bar you would go to for 2 years. It never stopped playing.
It was so true.
Yeah, it's true. You did find it in a Hopeless Place.
Yeah.
All right, so next up we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. Gooch really wanted this 3 seed right where it is. I considered lowering it. He said we should keep it. Roller Coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Roller Coasters going up against number 14 seed. Restaurants on a whole. Going out to eat. going to the old restaurants versus Roller Coasters.
Okay.
KB.
I can let you want me to lead it off or you want to go?
Yeah, this is tough.
You want to say it in unison?
Yeah, it's right.
It's restaurants.
Roller coasters kind of suck.
They suck.
It's never worth it.
Spoken like someone scared of roller coasters.
No. No. There's some are good, but you always have to wait 30 minutes at least.
That is a short line for a roller coaster.
Right.
So it's a long and it's very small reward probably in the grand scale of things. Tommy?
Oh yeah, I do. I mean, roller coasters, they're more fun as a kid. I could see myself conceivably never going on a roller coaster again. I can't see myself never going to a restaurant again. Restaurants are awesome. They're really fun experiences.
Restaurants might be the number one thing.
I love restaurants. Yeah. They are really the best.
Out of all the things you've listed, it's definitely the thing we've all experienced the most.
Well, I would rather give up titties than
racks of breasts.
Yeah. But I'm saying as far as general experience.
I'm going restaurants here.
Another for restaurants?
Call me crazy, but I like takeout better than the actual restaurant.
That's what I would be.
Where do you get it from?
Certainly. But as far as the experience, I didn't know if that was a hot take or not. But yeah, it's restaurants by.
That's actually a good hypothetical. Would you give up titties? Not even just.
Wait, what?
Would you give up titties or restaurants first?
Can I still look at
you? Can know all women, no titties on any women.
Titty-less women?
No more titties on earth.
I just can't touch them.
No more restaurants. No. No more titties on earth or no more restaurants.
It would be harder to
walk. Do I know the titties existed?
Yeah. Is it wiping my memory of titties?
Your choice. Oh, I would go with no titties. I would go with no titties.
No restaurants.
Yeah, I'd go. Dude. I'd go no titties.
Yeah, because you need restaurants.
Hmm. Would you want to know cook? What they were like?
I'd forget. I'd wipe my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
How far down with rest? Like, is McDonald's gone?
Yes.
It's a restaurant.
Yes.
A restaurant.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. Restaurant.
Fast food restaurant. Yeah. Francis?
Yeah, it's restaurants.
Restaurants?
What are we talking about here?
Did you go to any fine ones in Rwanda?
Oh, it's funny. Yeah, Rwanda had some fantastic restaurants, mostly within the sort of lodging. The first the place where we were staying was really nice, and we were sitting down to lunch at the restaurant, and Didier Drogba sat down at the table.
Wow.
Because he had been there for, I don't know how often it happens, but when a big crop of new gorilla babies is born in the wild, they do a huge naming ceremony, and they fly in all kinds of celebrities to present a name of, and he was one of them.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Your Drogba? Famous soccer.
Probably the best like Chelsea player ever. He, you know, huge in the late aughts. Mm-hmm. Late aughts for Chelsea.
Nick?
It's restaurants. I would say that's the one seed.
Restaurants, and no one had restaurants too. Clean sweep.
Do you know that KB and Nick and I went to some restaurants?
Multiple restaurants.
We had some nice restaurants together. Yeah. We should do that again. We're always talking about it.
Four of us?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let Tommy.
A table for nine? All right.
That was funny.
It was funny.
Was that so funny?
We're going to play along.
So, like, you've been gone for a while. Tommy, like, has been getting into, like, absurdist humor.
Yeah, right. Surreal idea. The four of us would be at a restaurant together. It's hard to grasp.
Very far-fetched humor. Yeah. Very out of left.
How does he come up with this?
Next up, 10 seed versus 7 seed. 10 seed, ribs, the food.
Oof.
Not the ones you own in your body.
Or take out so you could suck your cock.
Yeah.
Shout out to that one rib for titties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That rib was responsible for titties.
All those titties. Do you guys ever see Ribs Kid?
No.
Oh, yes. I know. You know, Ribs Kid comes up about once every other... once every decade. 6 months.
Something I want to see, or is it pretty...
No, it's not bad. It's just a kid who's smiling with barbecue sauce on his face. And he was like used as a meme. Was he on 4chan a lot? Like,
I have no idea.
And then he just found out he was. Was he a murderer?
He was a murderer. He
yeah,
killed someone.
The dark history of Ribs Kid.
Oh, that's the reason I got fired.
So that's Ribs Kid.
Uh huh.
That's all there is to it.
That's it. That was an early meme. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got this really big fucking grin on his face, just eating these ribs.
And for he does reason, look like a murderer.
Yeah, I mean he was factually. Okay, so ribs going up against the number 7 seed rap. KB, you want to go again first?
Rap music.
Rap music versus ribs, the food.
I'm not too crazy about ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I have them like once a year.
How often do you listen to rap?
A good bit. I'm into the Detroit scene right now.
Who's in the Detroit scene?
Eminem.
It's Rio de Young OG, Grind Art E.
Sean.
Okay.
Marshall.
YNC Mike's up next. He's the runner up.
Okay. So you're going with rap. Mm-hmm. Tommy?
I ribs are good, but they're not. I would go brisket over them at a barbecue restaurant. Hell, I might go pulled pork over them at a barbecue restaurant. Mm-hmm. I like rap music. My first album I ever owned was Little Bow Wow, Price of Fame. Or sorry, Wanted. Can we cut when I messed up?
No.
It was Wanted. I actually remember the first, like, I really wanted a rap album, and I told my parents, and they were like, no, like, there's like a lot of bad language in there. I went to a Walmart in Florida, and they're like, oh, well, Bow Wow, he's from Like Mike. Like, I'm sure he'll be fine. We'll buy you that. And we put it on in the car, just a lot of N-bombs, right? a little Bow Wow had really grown up by the time Wanted came out. But I will go rap music.
Rap music, Jay?
Yeah, I think ribs are overrated. Rap music by a pretty wide margin.
Pretty wide margin. Francis?
Every time I eat ribs, they make me feel a little nauseous, and I don't know why. It's really the only dark meat that happens with. Oh. So I'm going to go with rap. I'm a big rap fan.
Who's your favorite rapper?
It changes.
you know,
as you don't know a rapper.
Name a rapper right now. That's not Eminem.
I like Macklemore. I was very fond of Ludacris growing up. Like Ludacris.
That one music video where he had the giant Hulk hands.
Yeah. I thought he was funny and but also good at rapping. But then, yeah, I mean, Kanye, I have to say, growing up too, was huge.
Okay.
It's Nick? A rap for me.
I love Ribs. Don't really listen to rap.
Racist.
yeah. No. I bet you rappers would pick Ribs as well.
That's racist.
That was definitely on the... I was towing it.
Yeah, you backed me into a corner there. Ribs.
One for Ribs, Owen.
I'll also go Ribs. Max, who works here, he's got a funny rule with himself. Anytime he sees Ribs on a menu, he gets it. Full rack.
Like Philly Mays rib, Max?
Yeah.
Full rack.
It's always Rack's just fun. You get saucy and everyone kind of looks at you and it's fun.
Yeah.
Rap, I never really got into. I remember I listened to All the Above by Mano featuring T-Pain in the car with my father. And he had a gripe with the lyric, "When I think that I can, I envision Obama."
Oh, yeah. Dads don't like that lyric.
No.
We switched to Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
And we got into the Lumineers after a few years later. But
slippery
never
slope.
Back to
yep.
It's a gateway.
We never made it back to that.
You can never crawl out of that.
All right. The last end of our, or last side of the, or matchup of this side is the number two seed, Red Zone Football.
Oof.
Which Stephen Che had on your list. Tommy, I think you had it.
I don't remember.
It was a lot of people. It was mentioned by a lot of people. Red Zone Football going up against the 15 seed. This is a Francis special. Razzle Dazzle.
Oh.
I heard it and I was like, yeah, obviously. Razzle Dazzle is the 15 seed.
It's broad enough. If you can hit somebody with a little Razzle Dazzle.
So much. I need to know more about Razzle Dazzle. But first, Owen, I mean, Razzle Dazzle versus Red Zone. Where are you going?
Oh, God.
Question as old as time.
We're going to need a long cut here, Gooch.
Real clash of the Titans.
Okay. I'm thinking of Red Zone, and that's great. Like, Red Zone, I would take Red... I would get rid of recliners for the year. I just need Red Zone for football season. But imagine it with Razzle and Dazzle.
When you think about it, the Red Zone channel is just strictly Razzle Dazzle.
It is,
are
essentially,
we all
yeah.
pretending collectively to know what that is?
Razzle Dazzle.
Heart makes it, kind of.
Razzle Dazzle is something that...
if we allude to it long enough, Francis will explain it. Right?
Red Zone is right.
Is that a super white word for swag?
I think it is.
That boy's got razzle dazzle.
I was thinking like more like you're perplexed.
Oh no,
razzle dazzled. Right?
No,
you got
no,
me razzle dazzled.
No,
that's just razzled. It's paired.
Yes,
I think dazzled is even more shocked. I think it's an ultimate state of shock.
Being dazzled?
I think dazzled, yeah, but razzle dazzled.
It's dazzled above befuddled.
But is that two negatives?
Razzle dazzled is you're so shocked that it's like you a sense of euphoria.
Yeah, I think kind you're right.
Yeah, because in a way, it's the release of the razzle and then like the.
There's a couple. There's three different definitions for it on Merriam-Webster. The first is a state of confusion or hilarity.
Holy shit! You were right.
The second is a complex maneuver designed to confuse an opponent, like giving him the razzle dazzle.
Hit him with the old razzle dazzle.
He confuses often gaudy action or display. So I think I use it more like Owen is saying, like synonymously with swag.
I think
like,
it's a good.
You use it synonymously.
It's a good sensation.
Well, hand up. I don't use it that often.
I was gonna say I don't ever use it.
Yeah,
but like I use it like that, or would use it synonymously with swag.
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle. Nick,
Red Zone has made football watching a regular football game like Monday night games boring. I was. It's kind of ruined football.
Mm.
Razzle dazzle. Now. That it could be everything but nothing at the same time. It's
yeah.
Yep.
How could you not? And I said restaurants should have been the one seed, and how naive I was back then.
Right.
razzle dazzle.
Yeah, it's almost offensive to see it razzle.
Yeah.
People are in the
I can't picture it when I close my eyes, and it's I think it's giving me the sensation.
They're going to be livid razzle-dazzles only a 15 seed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Massively underseated.
When I put this graphic together, like, what do I use as the picture?
I have no idea.
I don't know why I find this so funny, but I can't stop laughing. I don't know what it means either, to be honest with you, and I wrote it down. I thought it was like whimsy or magic. Obviously, you hear it when someone does a trick play in football. They go, oh, a little razzle-dazzle.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that magic can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magic's also confusing.
It's what do you call it? The play/movie Chicago. It's a big song. Give them like the old razzle-dazzle or whatever.
Okay, yeah, we all know that.
What did it mean? Yeah.
I don't even remember what it meant in that context, but Richard Greer sang it, I think.
So for me, yeah, I mean, Red Zone's only good for the football season, and only then it's only good on Sundays, really. And razzle dazzle, I mean, any day of the week, you come across a little razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
A little, you know, you sense it, you see it, you feel it. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that's a big moment. Absolutely. I'm going razzle dazzle.
I don't know if I've ever created it.
Created any razzle dazzle?
I've experienced it, but I've never done it myself.
I, as much as I love getting razzle dazzle, I like to give. More like presence, yeah.
You like two razzle
someone
dazzle
the razzle,
mm-hmm. Or is it giving them the razzle dazzle?
It's a win-win in that transaction.
Trey,
you might expect me to say Red Zone because I love football, but I do agree with Nick's take that Red Zone is ruining football. When my team is playing, I'm never going to watch Red Zone. I'm going to watch my team play the game. Razzle dazzle may also surprise you. I've probably heard that term 100+ times. That's a
okay. Not a
shock.
I think we've all heard it 100+.
Yeah. They had to have said it in a Madden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no. New York Knicks. I'm a big basketball fan, and their color commentator, Walt Clyde Frazier, whenever there's a trick play of any type, a behind the back pass, a cool fast break, he'll say razzle dazzle. So those are always super memorable, very cool plays. So razzle dazzle, easy winner.
Razzle dazzle easily.
Yeah. The Red Zone app doesn't even work on my TV. I actually, if I could just troubleshoot this to the public, I have an Amazon Fire TV, and the Red Zone app just doesn't work on it. I log in, it doesn't load.
For it.
What? No, I have it. Like, I could watch on my laptop, could watch it at home.
Sounds like you need to re-download the app.
I've tried everything. I've literally tried everything, and it takes too long to load. So, yeah, I mean, Razzle Dazzle has never given me any such trouble.
Type in Red Zone Rule 34. I think you'll get something. Probably, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
When do you think the first time Razzle Dazzle happened?
Long time ago.
Because everyone always says the old Razzle Dazzle.
The old Razzle Dazzle. When was the Razzle Dazzle?
And they always have said the old Razzle Dazzle, so I'm guessing it predates humanity.
Snake in the Garden. Yeah.
Big Bang.
The Big Bang was the Razzle Dazzle. Razzle Dazzle.
Pete Maravich, probably.
No, probably before.
Maybe before.
No, before that, for sure.
Big Bang is a little bit before.
Like Esau.
Oh, it could be.
Jacob.
Ooh, could have been Pete Maravich.
I mean, Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah.
Is Razzle Dazzle.
Parting the Red Sea.
That's Razzle Dazzle.
Come on.
I've ever heard in my life, that's Razzle Dazzle.
Oh,
burning bush.
Multiplying loaves and fish.
Yeah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Blood into wine. All of that.
Yeah. There's a lot of Razzle Dazzle out there. All right, so Razzle Dazzle is going to move on. Kimmy, I'm only assuming. I mean, do I even have to ask? It's razzle dazzle.
Romans, when they saw the empty tomb, got us. Yeah, you razzle dazzle.
Before we get into the into our playoffs, let's hear really quick from two different sponsors. We got four ads today. First is BetterHelp. All right, let's talk about BetterHelp. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with challenges in life, but when you learn to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier than ever to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. Now, I've talked about therapy, I feel like, with BetterHelp a lot. It's very, very helpful, and BetterHelp specifically was very helpful over the course of COVID because you didn't have to physically go in and go see anybody. I think for me, personally, it was something where, like, my old job pre-Barstool was super stressful, and it's like something where I didn't realize how much stuff started to pile on. Therapy really helps you realize it, helps you address stuff that you maybe are like kind of just pushing down below the surface that you can go about your day-to-day, and it helps a lot. Helps a lot with things, and obviously helps with emotional healing, helps with anxiety and depression. Benefits are incredible. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is an awesome option to use. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched up with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can help you get there. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/lights. Thanks to BetterHelp. And now, lastly, from Backbone. All right, Backbone. What's holding you back from the ultimate gaming experience? Level up your game with Backbone, the universal gaming essential that instantly enhances the gaming experience on mobile. They just released an officially licensed controller for PlayStation, the Backbone 1 PlayStation Edition. I used it for my PS5 while I was in Jersey Shore, Stone Harbor, and I was like, you know what, I kind of really want to play, because I had just started Days Gone for the first time, and I was really ripping through it. It's like, I want to play it while I'm not outside, like at night. I want to be able to play my PlayStation. Used it for it. It's really, really cool. It like stretches out and fits your phone. You plug it in, and then you just have to use like PS remote or whichever one you use for Xbox, and then you just go right online. It feels like you're playing like almost like a Switch controller type vibe, but you get like all the same controller feel as the PlayStation, which is sick. Their special edition was brought to life in collaboration with PlayStation design team and inspired by the design of the PS5 DualSense controller, like I was saying a second ago. It's got the same colors and everything too. Simply plug your iPhone into the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls while you play console games via remote play or cloud streaming services and app store games. Again, I used it for two games. I played a little bit of Madden while I was like, you get home from the shore or something and you're just tired and you want to lay down. I used to play a little Madden. Used to play Days Gone. Really, really fun time. So go to playbackbone.com/lights now to order your Backbone and for a limited time and get free access to over 350 console games and perks. Backbone is now the official partner of Diablo Immortal. Not only is the game specifically optimized for Backbone, but you will also receive $10 of in-game perks. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/lights. Thanks to Backbone. Okay, we're going to get into our playoffs and run through them. KB, you go first. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups versus Rax. Money.
Okay. Yeah, it's Rax. It's
need
Rax.
The Rax.
I think we have a big four in this bracket, yeah, right now.
Does one of them razzle dazzle in your
restaurants? Razzle dazzle, Rax.
And Rax and of tits. Racks of money, Rax of tits. Restaurants, razzle dazzle, is what I would imagine. Yeah.
Tommy?
4-1 seeds making it. Rax.
Rax money, Jay.
Yeah, with Rax, you can buy so many Reese's peanut butter cups, so Rax.
Like almost endless.
Almost.
I'm only assuming you two, Francis.
Rax.
Rax.
For sure.
Nick.
Money.
Money, 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 money,
money,
money, money.
Rax gonna move on. Next, we have Rax boobs versus Rainforest Cafe. real Sophie's choice. Owen.
Titties.
Titties.
Yeah.
Titties, Nick.
So KB got me really big into seatbelt titties as of late.
Oh, like girls, where the seatbelt goes across the middle?
Yeah. Oh, that's good shit.
You ever see when they're on like a car that's going really
fancy? Oh, they're
fancy?
Like off-roading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Breast for me. Yeah.
Another breast. Jay, I'm only assuming another breast.
Yep, two nipples, two boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah, send it. Round of breasts for the boys. And,
okay, well, you know what this means.
Let's say KB voted for Rainforest.
Yeah.
He said by a mile.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Now. We have Rax versus Rax, and we'll go to the other side to give KB back. Owen. Rax.
This is the final.
Somebody's going to make the argument.
This is the getting to the finals.
That you can see Rax with your Rax. You could see titties with your money.
Yeah.
No. Not the same. Hard-earned titties are, those are so much better. When you earned that squeeze, mm-hmm, not just $80.
Yes.
On 14th and 6th after one. But like, yeah.
You ever go to Cinderella's Palace? It's like spelled S-I-N.
No, is that in Manhattan?
Farmingdale.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Pretty gross.
$80, goodness.
It's bad. Nick. Rax versus Rax.
I'm going to go Rax here. Money.
Money, okay.
Yeah, I'm going money too.
Another one for money.
Give a man a rack and he'll feast for a day. Teach a man a rack.
Jay?
Don't know how to end it.
Yeah, it's
you got half of it.
So you get the money to hopefully get the ladies.
Okay.
That's the end all be all. The more racks of money you have, the more racks of tits. Well,
tell me the last broke guy that titty fucked. Tell me.
Mantis.
God damn it.
Like, not money.
Spine
broke.
Is broken. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I'll go
racks.
Racks of titties.
Racks versus racks.
Oh, shit. This is necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, no, we no. We are well aware. It's
complete silence.
This is a keyboard.
Shut up.
We affirmed like racks of implied big.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
That. That, dude. That.
So I think boobs wins, doesn't it? That was, I lost track as a
wins that round. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you guys need to grow up.
Are you sure?
I voted money.
I think only you two gay boys voted.
I said money.
Money, boobs.
All right.
Boobs. Yep. So boobs.
You can't take money with you into the grave, but I'll be buried holding silicone titties.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right with
like a pharaoh.
All right, KB, you start on the first on the next side. Restaurants versus Rihanna.
Oh, fuck. It's the big four restaurants.
Restaurants. Oh, they're going to say big forehead versus big four.
Big forehead, yeah. Rihanna.
Yeah. Tommy?
Restaurants, yeah.
Restaurants.
And KB mentioned the big four. In Rwanda, they had the big five of the animals, and we only saw four of them. We did not see the leopard. But what were the question again?
Restaurants versus Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go restaurants.
Another for restaurants.
Restaurants. I'm not a big Rihanna guy.
Mm-hmm. Restaurants going to move on. Owen, you start first.
Okay.
This next one.
You didn't even ask Owen about it. Didn't matter.
You were going with restaurants, right?
I had a whole thing on Rihanna.
Oh, good.
No.
All right. So we have we have Razzle Dazzle versus rap. Owen.
Oof. Again, not racist because it's a genre of music that has nothing to do with color. I'm not a fan of rap, so I'll go with Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle. That is kind of racist to pick Razzle Dazzle over rap.
I think a lot in the hip hop community bring the Razzle Dazzle.
They do.
Some of those teeth.
The teeth.
Yeah.
The cars that bounce.
Yeah,
that is Razzle Dazzle in its purest form.
There's no racism at play here.
Okay,
I'm thinking more of like expert wordplay that puts you in a state of Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Mortal technique.
You had a song like that did that too?
Papoose.
You had a rap song?
Papoose. Yeah. Papoose made me razzle-dazzled.
Macklemore said, when I was in the third grade, I thought I was gay. I was razzled. A little bit.
Papoose, razzle-dazzled. He called the song Nakamura Dream. It was American backwards.
Oh.
And I realized that razzle-dazzled.
You got razzled.
It'll happen when you're listening to Papoose.
Nick, you're up.
It's razzle-dazzled.
Razzle-dazzled. Mm-hmm.
It's the razzle-dazzle?
Yeah.
R&D.
Yeah.
A Razzle Dazzle department in a company.
Imagine a world where Razzle Dazzle meets rap. I present the N1 mixtape.
Wow.
Ooh,
yeah, you are.
It's true.
I was filled to the brim with both.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle, Tommy.
Yeah, I just got insane deja vu, which makes no sense because there's no way anybody has ever debated Razzle Dazzle versus rap before. But that happened to me, but I'm going Razzle. And it left me, honestly, in a state of Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What is happening right now?
Yep.
Razzle Dazzle.
Maybe Molly Sue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to beat it at this point. I can't think of it. But it's going up against restaurants to get a spot in the finals, KB. Razzle Dazzle versus restaurants.
I'm trying to think of a world without restaurants. But with these
Razzle. I had some sizzling fajitas coming through the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you could
restaurants
have,
use Razzle Dazzle.
You can have Razzle Dazzle without restaurants. You have restaurants without Razzle Dazzle.
You ever been to a good steakhouse that takes a blowtorch on a piece of wood and creates a sort of wood-infused old-fashioned?
I'll give something more poor, hibachi.
Ooh, that's
razzle-dazzle.
Holy shit. I love hibachi. That is razzle-dazzle.
Yeah. And one of restaurants.
It is the and one of restaurants.
Yeah.
The professor catching the shrimp.
Fuck, this is...
Fuck, it's hard.
This is really hard.
See, there's super. There's supermarkets.
What
land? There's farms.
Razzle dazzle. Yeah. What is
farmers markets count?
Yep.
Don't count. Don't count. Yeah, yeah. You can still attend those.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine. Oh yeah, the kitchen.
You could go to your own kitchen.
Yeah, it's razzle dazzle.
It's razzle dazzle.
Not as it's just kind of a close matchup.
Mm. Yeah, I think a reason I like restaurants so much is the razzle dazzle. It's what sets it apart from a supermarket. From just cooking yourself, so boring, so bland. So, you know, missing razzle-dazzle. So I will go with the old razzle-dazzle.
You know who's an expert at razzle-dazzle? I just remembered. You ever see, like,
Chris Angel.
The Turkish ice cream guys?
Oh, yeah, those are things.
Oh, yeah.
The epitome of razzle-dazzle.
That is, yeah. That might be nothing but the epicenter of razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, that's the razzle-dazzle, yeah.
That's the world's most ancient razzle-dazzle. Like, that's an art that's been perfected over millennium.
Yeah. Wow. Those guys... What trolls?
Yeah.
I would get so angry if they did that to me.
That's like, it's like ice cream's a time sensitive treat. Yeah. Yeah. Hurry it up.
Yeah.
That has to be like a top two or three most like employed, like, what do you call it? Like profession in Turkey?
In Turkey.
Oh, yes. Everyone there is an ice cream guy. Bazaar. So, Tommy, sorry, you're picking.
That's where they are. Yeah, they're in the bazaar.
Jay?
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle over the. I thought you'd be a pure restaurant guy all the way through the final.
I could be without restaurant. I get takeout like once
that's
or twice a month.
That's again. That's part
you're
of
getting it from a restaurant.
Yeah,
I get it like once or twice a month. Like,
oh,
very not dependent on restaurants. Like I can just cook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going with razzle dazzle, Francis.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I think of restaurants that have razzle dazzle, and then I think of restaurants that don't.
Panera which, Bread.
Yeah, sort of stick to
anti-razzle.
The bread bowl is a form of razzle dazzle.
I think that's low hanging.
The antithesis of razzle dazzle.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I would call the bread bowl razzle dazzle.
Oh, I would. I
how
would,
boring would you would have to be to experience razzle dazzle at a Panera
Bread. Yeah, Tommy.
The bread bowl is the definition. It's what sets it apart from.
And now I don't know if he knows what we were talking about the whole time. Still doesn't know. Panera Bread is where you experience razzle dazzle.
Look at his face.
He's hiding his face.
He realizes it.
Bread out of here, you greasy
Red Bull. No.
Yeah, it's razzle dazzle for me. Yeah. Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
I'd adjust to a world without restaurants. It would be better for my bank account, my physique, probably.
Mm-hmm.
A world without razzle dazzle might not be worth living because you're chasing that next
razzle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point, Owen.
Everything everybody just said.
Yeah.
Razzle dazzle.
About the Panera Bread.
I think we could end the episode.
No,
I don't want to choose between razzle dazzle and boobs.
That's what we're about to do.
I don't want to pit them against each other.
Razzle dazzle versus boobs.
I really.
For the finals.
I'm going to cry if I have to choose between them.
Owen.
Razzle dazzle or a rack of titties?
Yes. This is hard.
Glad I'm not going first. I'd legit kill myself.
Again, you really you don't want to be on the wrong side of this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the rack of titties. Mm.
Oh.
This is the first vote against Razzle Dazzle this entire bracket.
No. 1 second.
Okay.
What I would say in a world without razzle dazzle.
He's back.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Razzle dazzle. Nick?
If there are no titties, there's still puss and butt.
Yeah.
Dick.
There's still puss and butt.
Puss and butt. Say it one more time like that.
Again, I can't say this enough. Without titties, there's still puss and butt.
There's still puss and butt.
What is second in command to razzle dazzle? There's nothing.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
The state of
I don't think so.
No.
So you have to just play with
glitz and glamour might be.
Glitz and glam, yeah.
No,
it's
I don't
more like I don't
two types of people in this world.
Special sauce.
Glitz and glamour and the razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be razzle dazzle just with the theory that which one would you miss more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. You know how many times I've had sex where I didn't even want the girl's shirt to be? I just kept it on her.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Was it an Oops the Podcast shirt? That's why, you narcissist.
I sure did. And then, you know, yeah. Right. And there, to the next point, there's still puss and butt.
Yes.
Mm. You could push the butt cheeks together and just titty fuck the butt.
yeah, you could titty fuck the butt.
You could always
people
do that.
Are saying this.
You could do that.
Yeah. Imagine walking in on somebody doing that.
Yeah. And he's got a dick smaller than. Yeah. And he's.
Hey, who are you?
Doesn't remember your name.
And she's moaning too. There's no
moaning. She is. She's moaning. She, you crazy. Fucked her to completion. She came when you were just doing that.
In the same cadence titty of post riding the whip. Oh shit! He's titty fucking the whip.
He's titty fucking the crack. With that all said, Francis, I'm assuming you're picking.
I gotta go razzle dazzle.
Titty fucking a butt is razzle dazzle.
Yeah, it's yeah, razzle dazzle. Uh-huh.
Titty fucking a butt.
Yeah. TFB.
You're calling the RD department immediately.
Oh my God.
That one. Yeah. TFB.
Jay. This is tough. He's a big titty guy.
Big titty guy. Big titty guy. Not, they don't have to be huge, just like nice size, proportionate.
This guy. Yeah, what a bold statement.
I've never seen a pair of teardrops you didn't like. Some cones.
I'm a big fan of the
more 50s
thing.
Style titties. Nothing.
No. Yeah, I mean, when you add it up, so I'm 36. I probably watched hundreds, probably thousands of hours of porn.
What?
Like
thousands.
Thousands yeah. of hours?
How long does it take awesome. You to come and when you watch a porn?
Matter with you.
Thousands of hours?
Maybe not thousands, maybe like around 1,000. I don't know.
I don't know, man. That's
But what do you think the average 5 minutes average?
15 minutes?
I mean, 15 minutes.
Well, I guess I'm including time on site.
So you're like you're searching.
Searching, which is the best part.
You're doing search and destroy.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I guess if you're talking about actual tape, then not that much. But it all kind of just bleeds together. Whereas, you know, Robert Horry moving down the sideline, throwing a baseball pass to Kobe Bryant, he catches it for Vincent Yarborough, goes behind his back, and does a reverse slam on him, will live in my memory forever. So, razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle. Another vote, Tommy.
Yeah. I mean, look, do I love tits? Guilty. Guilty as charged. But you know what I love more? The razzle dazzle of ripping off a piece of bread and dipping it in my broccoli. And still having the bread bowl to eat at the end of the meal.
Dazzle.
The razzle dazzle of that is unbeatable.
Insane. A baby could comprehend that the bowl is bread. Yeah, the bowl is edible.
What? You can do this?
What soup usually comes
Wait,
in?
Tommy, have you been throwing out ice cream cones this whole time?
We have fun here.
There's always fun dipstick.
Razzle dazzle, when you post the bracket, post the results too.
Okay. So we know where everyone voted?
So people saying, know like, that Razzle dazzle won.
Razzle dazzle won. Okay.
And we can bully anyone who complains about
Let's that. Look. Maybe we'll do that, Gooch, for this one specifically. We'll put it as like a follow up graphic, the actual winner. Think we can do that?
I mean, we can do anything.
That's true.
Why don't we just do it as like a carousel where it's just empty bracket, full bracket?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, don't swipe if you don't want spoilers.
Smart. Okay. I kind of want to go do a man on the street right now.
No, Billy Eichner's doing that again. You can't do
Fuck.
That.
Yeah.
One razzle.
One envelope is razzle dazzle and the other is a picture of titties. Which one do you want to see? I bet you that the titty envelope would say sealed.
Yeah. I would answer razzle dazzle 100 out of 100 times.
Always.
I could always just go see tits. I can't. If I Google Razzle Dazzle, I just get the Chicago song. Like, they don't. They can't define it.
What are we going to put on the graphic for Razzle Dazzle?
I think that firework that goes
Chicago song.
On the, when it goes down.
What?
The firework where it makes that crackling noise when it goes down. The
thing that's cool about Razzle Dazzle is that it has a different meaning to every single person.
Mommy's was a bread bowl.
I don't even want to give that.
That's what's going to be on
time
the graphic.
Of day.
And it'll be, yes, the graphic we have Panera bread bowl.
Yes.
All right, yeah. But we don't shame What conjures in your mind for Razzle Dazzle?
I don't want this to be a Razzle Dazzle shaming podcast. That's the last thing I want to be known as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No shame involved in Razzle or Dazzle.
No.
No.
Heavens no.
Absolutely not. All right, so the winner of episode 46 is the old Razzle Dazzle. Yeah. Make sure to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Buy one of our shirts as well. Thank you to Francis for joining us. We'll be back next week with a brand new topic. I think we might even be recording earlier on the next one, won't we? We were talking about this a little bit, but we'll talk about that more later. Until then, see you guys next time.